We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler at the Howie in the Hills Community Church of Howie in the Hills, Florida. The title is, What's the Parade Route?
The Holy Gospel comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you doing this? Say, The Lord needs it, and will send it back shortly. They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, What are you doing untying that colt? They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest! Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Who doesn't like a parade? Animals, bands, all sorts of people marching along. It's a sort of party atmosphere. I remember marching in a Memorial Day parade as a boy with my Cub Scout pack many, many years ago. We had to practice to be sure we lined up just so, stayed in step, learned how to turn corners, and look as good as a bunch of boys could do. We were all set, excited and ready for action. Well, on parade day, there we were, marching in back of the horse guard. That was in the days before the horses were equipped with buckets and before they decided to have the street sweeper follow the horses, at least in our town. I'll spare you the details, as I'm sure you can picture the rest on your own. Parades can be fun and entertaining. The parade we remember today may not have been the spectacle we sometimes expect at a parade now, but was certainly full of excitement. This man who had been performing miracles and teaching a whole new way to live was coming through town. How might we respond to such a person today? Perhaps imagine Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs marching through Howie in the Hills. This was no ordinary parade, no ordinary man, and no ordinary parade route. Those who were part of it, whether Jesus' followers or spectators, had no idea what was going on. But Jesus knew. I can imagine him smiling as the people waved palm branches and shouted, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, save us. It had to make him feel happy to be recognized and praised. But he knew the full root of this parade. From palm branches to the cross and beyond. It's so easy for us to think we would react differently than the people at that time. We would have remained faithful. But really, would we? The thoughts that must have been going through Jesus' mind that week had to be overwhelming. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Jesus knew where he was going. But still, the humiliation, the pain and torture, the agony of crucifixion had to be frightening, even for him. Certainly not something to look forward to. Yet, not my will, but yours be done, he prayed. Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover? The disciples asked. They were focused on the Passover, as they should have been as faithful Jews. Yet they had no understanding of what was coming, though Jesus had certainly tried to prepare them. Even through the Passover meal and Jesus' words to them in the event we remember as the Last Supper and celebrate in Holy Communion, I don't think they were getting it. Judas Iscariot would be led to betray him. Yet they were focused on themselves. I will never betray you, Lord, they would say. Soon, though, the parade route would change. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus would be arrested and taken away as a common prisoner. He would face trial, taunting, humiliation, and soon crucifixion on the cross at Calvary. Perhaps then they started to see what Jesus had been telling them for so long. Even then, as Jesus died and was put in the tomb, they still didn't fully get it. He was to be raised from the grave, Jesus had told them. Instead of grasping on to that promise, they mourned, and the women prepared the spices to anoint Jesus' body. Would we have done any better? I doubt it. Each year, we walk this winding parade route with Jesus. We go from his birth to his ministry and teaching to his tomb. And we're there on Easter morning. Even after all the years of walking the route, however, I don't think we fully get it either. And truthfully, I don't think our human mind is capable of fully grasping all that went on. We walk by faith, and that is perhaps all we can do. We walk this route with Jesus, but Jesus walks our parade route as well. We walk a similar route. From birth, through life, to death, and to the new life Jesus has promised us. We may not have the same challenges Jesus endured, but we all face major challenges during our lives. There may be health issues, family issues, relationship or financial issues, or any number of other possibilities. The good news is that no matter what our parade route may be, Jesus is there beside us. He has walked the route before us. and he knows how hard it can be. Like marching behind the horses, there are pitfalls in life, and it isn't easy negotiating the pitfalls of life. I know I have had times when I have felt totally overwhelmed by challenges in my life. Times I have felt like simply throwing in the towel and giving up. I have prayed for help and guidance, as I'm sure you have. Sometimes it didn't seem to come, and I was frustrated and lost. I have no doubt that you have felt that same way too. It's at those times that the faith that has been instilled in us is so important. It's that faith that carries us through and helps us to really receive the answer to our prayers, even when the answer is no. Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me." The answer was no. Ultimately, that was the right answer. Jesus completed his parade route and was brought to glory. Follow Jesus in the parade this Holy Week. Open your hearts and your minds to absorb all that goes on. Perhaps read the gospel accounts of this Holy Week. Maybe twice. Once seeing it through Jesus' eyes, and read it again, seeing it through the eyes of his followers and disciples. Just as Jesus invites us along on his parade route, we can invite him along on ours. We may at times fall away from his parade route, but he will never fall away from ours. Amen.
Amen.
Please be with me again in the spirit of prayer. Lord Jesus, be with us as we join in your parade to Jerusalem, to the cross, and beyond. May we be worthy of your incredible sacrifice on our behalf. May we follow you with hope for the life to come that you have offered. In your holy name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on March 24 at the Howie in the Hills Community Church of Howie in the Hills, Florida, by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was, "What's the Parade Route?" Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.